You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
That sneaky, freaky, creepy melody, huh? It just takes me, makes me restless, as can be. It goes to my heart, my head, my feet. I'll give anybody in the house my seat. I want to dance, 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 dance till I drop. I don't want to ever stop this dragging. Everybody drag with me. Everybody drag with me. I've learned those dips and skips and dreamy hesitations. I could dance till day is dawning, and I want to dance all morning. Everybody sway with me. Drop your work and play with me. I don't want to hear any opera grand ragtime music. That's what I understand. I want everybody in the world to rag with me. Clever, but he never played like this. This just thrills me and it fills me full of bliss. There it goes again, that sweet refrain. Every note reminds me of an angel's strain. Come on and dance, 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 then dance some more. We'll wear out this old time flow completely. Everybody drag with me. Everybody drag with me. I've learned those dips and skips and the dreamy hesitations. I could dance till day is dawning, and I want to dance all morning. Everybody sway with me. Drop your work and play with me. I don't want to hear any opera grand ragtime music. That's what I understand. I want everybody in the world to rag with me.
shining daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
This is Radiola, couldn't you tell? No, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I think the first selection sets the tone. Everybody rag with me. Well, there's a little bit of rag and a little bit of this and a little bit of that in this show. So let's just call the show Everybody Rag and leave it at that. That was George O'Connor that we began with from 1915 on an old Magic Note Columbia job. Everybody Rag with Me, yes. Great, fun stuff. And there's more. There's much more. The Charleston Chasers with Feeling No Pain. And that group had such people in it as Red Nichols, Leo McConville, Miff Mole, I believe Carl Kress on guitar, Fud Livingston on reeds. Great, great group. And our theme, Willard Robeson with Wake Up Chillin'. Oh, yeah. What can you do? That's it. And what can you do is, by the way, something I say way too much. And I should probably get a small cattle prod to use on myself. A taser will do, so I will desist in doing that. We're going to continue now with Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians. And this, I think, also sets the mood, the tone for the program 1927. OG, oh joy.
Thank you. I've seen in a dream. I never was so happy. Folks complain I'm insane because I act so sappy. Oh gee, oh joy, the birds are singing. Because why? Because I am in love. Thank you.
Southern Melody Makers, My Girl Pearl. It was also known as Charleston Choo Choo on other labels. That was the Grey Gull family of labels. And being Grey Gull, you got some great musicians in their studio, man, including Mike Mosiello, who was playing hotter there than anyone has a right to in 1926. Also, Andy Sinella, Frank Banta, one of the Green Brothers, and everybody that you could imagine was in that studio playing. Very, very fun recordings. Generally speaking, not the ones that were recorded that were not popular songs, were very interesting studio works. That was written by somebody called Lampy, L-A-M-P-Y. I don't know if it was Jay Bodewalt or somebody else, but that's what I got. Before that, Red Nichols flying under his own name here on Brunswick. Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, great group, including Eddie Lang and Jimmy Dorsey. And Vic Burton was on that, as well as the Charleston Chasers. Washboard Blues, 1926. I'm going to play the other side of that, too. Don't worry. You're going to get it. That's the original issue, the 3407 Brunswick, not the later one that came out in the 30s. But that's a marvelous couple of recordings on that disc. Before that, Johnny Johnson, no T in there. Johnny Johnson and the Statler Pennsylvanians. Well, there's an extra T in Statler you could use. O.G.O. Joy, 1927. And this is Radiola, and if I have extra T, I drink it. What can I do? That's what I do. And what can one do? What can you all do? Not that I'm going below the Mason-Dixon, but that's what it sounds like. Radiola is ecumenical. We're going to continue now with Irving Kaufman recording under the name Harry Smith. And this was an interesting disc because on the other side, Irving records under the name James Bolton. So, again, I've never figured that deal out where Irving is on both sides, and you could tell it's Irving, and then he's got two different names on both sides of the record. Unless they were cloning Irvings. I don't think they had that technology then. In 1929, from the Broadway melody of the same name, you were meant for me.
Was a song you came along. I played away the whole night through. If I but dare to think you care, this is what I'd say to you. When she was done, you were all the sweet things rolled up in one. You're like a plaintive melody that never let me breathe. For I'm content. The angels must have sent you, and they meant you just for me. Thank you. they met you just for me.
Ever since this dawn came, My sweetheart's not the same.
I guess those DDDs and do-do-dos are all to blame.
Oh, yes, they make her wild.
She must be some angel child.
With a ukulele boy, she fills my heart with joy. Oh, how she plays. And how she plays. I told her die to the eye, but she said, oh, diddy, oh, do, do. Well, I love Mariana just the same.
What, Mariana? Is that her name?
Yes.
She got red hair.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And a birthmark there.
Yeah, 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 yeah. She's just as sweet as she can be.
That's my old girl.
No, don't give me a that.
Yes, yes.
Thanks to this funny melody. You know, Harry, 2 days ago, I bought a radio.
And now I suppose you'll tell the world that you get Mexico.
I'm giving you my word, it's the worst radio I've heard.
Why, what can the trouble be?
I wish you could hear it, Jim. It goes like this. It goes like that. Then it goes eye to the eye, then it goes do 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 do.
You get long distance, all right.
I got chilly last night. It goes like this. It goes like that. When I turn on a Marshall G, it goes like this. Walk up 10 flights to the home of the blue white diamond
and say $10.
Dr. Cronkite speaking. At this time, I wish to say a bow-legged girl may be healthy, but she's in bad shape.
Oh, what a funny melody.
This record sung by
Anna, Weave, and Herman, California Hummingbirds.
And there are the California Hummingbirds. It goes like this from 1928, and you heard their names. I'm not going to repeat them. And that little radio skit they did sounds pretty much like the FM reception I'm getting these days when I can bear to listen, and usually I can't. That's what the Internet is for. The Internet is what radio wants to be when it grows up. That's what I'm thinking. And that's where you'll hear Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr. playing it for you. Before the California Hummingbirds, you had Nita Mitchell, accompanied by Rube Bloom on the piano, Old Man Sunshine, Little Boy Bluebird from 1928. And that's definitely an okay. Very clean copy there. Harry Smith before that, which was actually Irving Kaufman, You Were Meant for Me. Freed and Brown, 1929. Oh, I love it. We're going to continue on this program. And by the way, these playlists are available at radiolablog.blogspot.com, or you can type Radiola into Google and you will find these playlists and everything else, including links that you will most certainly want to explore. So now we're going to go way back to the first decade of the 20th century. This was a mystery record because there was nothing written on the label. It was a blank slate, and I had to fill it in. It turns out it's the American Symphony Orchestra, so-called, Selections from the Mayor of Tokyo, which was a flop musical of 1906. Sort of a little bit of Mikado, a little bit of Victor Herbert in there, if you can follow that. And it was started in, I think it began, the run began in mid-December 05, and then it just sort of fizzled out. Although, from what I have read, it played very well throughout the country till it hit Broadway. Isn't that always the case? This is on a busy bee, but it's a master of the American Record Company from 1906. So we'll go with that. Here's Selections from the Mayor of Tokyo.
Select them from the Mayor of Tokyo. Thank you.
And that doesn't fit at all, but I played it, and I wanted to play it, because it's a great recording. Coon Sanders, original Nighthawk, Carlton Coon, Joe Sanders singing it for you, the Nighthawk Blues, 1924, when you're listening it on your radio, or the internet, as the case may be. Before that, Joseph Samuel's Jazz Band in 1921, Yokohama Lullaby, which kind of goes with selections from the Mayor of Tokyo from 1906, the American Symphony Orchestra, that refers to the American Record Company, which lent its masters to the Busy Bee Company, which had its own proprietary phonograph, which would only play Busy Bee recordings. So if you have Busy Bee recordings, you can play them on a regular machine, because the spindle hole is the right size, but they had a little key thing that the Busy Bee phonograph had, so the Busy Bee phonograph would only play Busy Bee recordings, unless you wanted to ruin a Victor or Columbia of that vintage. And many people did, unfortunately. We're going to continue. Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I'm a Nighthawk. Not a musical one, just sort of one who stays up all night. And we're going to continue now with lovely, lovely piece on OK, Helen Clark and Joseph Phillips, called Tripoli. Nice little vocal waltz from 1920. It's very good. Let's listen.
Open the portals of memory, let the old honeymoon glow, take me again to old Tripoli, bring back the sweet long ago. Floating on the bay at Tripoli,
running through my brain, it's as sweet as can be. there such a pleading way, though it's with me night and day. When I hear someone playing, I walk right up and say, please play for me that sweet melody called doodle-doo-doo, doodle-doo-doo. I like the rest, but what I like best is doodle-doo-doo, doodle-doo-doo. Easiest thing, there's nothing much to it, you don't have to sing, just doodle-doo-doo it. I love it so, wherever I go, I doodle-doo, doodle-doo-doo. Please play for me that sweet melody called doodle-doo-doo, doodle-doo-doo. I like the rest, but what I like best is doodle-doo-doo, doodle-doo-doo. Easiest thing, there's nothing much to it, you don't have to sing, just doodle-doo-doo it. I love it so, wherever I go, I doodle-doo-doodle-doo.
Thank you.
And there we had the Cotton Pickers, and that was amazing, amazing group that. You had Phil Napoleon on trumpet. You had Charlie Pinelli on trombone. Jimmy Lytle on clarinet. Frank Signorelli, I believe, on piano. And Duck's Quack was from 1923 on a Brunswick, and that thing played way too fast. I spent a good period of time trying to figure out how to play both sides of that recording. It turns out they go at about 81 or so, and otherwise they would not play at the right speed. If you brought them down to 78, sounds like a dirge. So 78 is a misnomer, and I must expound upon that sometime, and if you can just try and stop me. It's true, and other things are playing 75. It's crazy. Before that, Margaret Young, Doodle Doo Doo. And she quotes a lot of, including one of her other hits, which was Stumbling on Brunswick, 1924. And oddly enough, that Margaret Young recording is in good condition. Most times when you find a Maggie Young record, it is shot. It's played right through to the other side. That, for some reason, is in nearly pristine shape, and I'm glad to be able to present that to you today on Radiola. Before which, we had Helen Clark and Joseph Phillips, 1920, Tripoli, on the shores of Tripoli, not the Marines. And that could be a Marine love song. Now that they're co-ed, you could, we could work that into something, and it would be quite nice, where they're sort of, you know, marching and holding hands and stuff with the... whatever they do, and, you know, don't ask, and I won't tell. This is Radiola, and you won't get that out of me. No, sir. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm keeping quiet on certain topics that I know absolutely nothing about. So there. And many people wish I would keep a lot quieter on certain other topics. But here's a topic that I feel is worthy of exploration. Those of you who are more in tune with the earlier recordings on this program may wish to head out for a beer and a sandwich for these two selections, but I feel their novelty value makes it worth their inclusion on this program. We have an unknown Japanese vocalist, because I can't read Japanese. That's one of my blind spots in life. Among many, but I cannot read Japanese. But I could read the words buttons and bows on this Japanese Columbia from the 1940s. So I think you'll enjoy this, and you'll probably enjoy the selection after that. But if you are a stickler for the old stuff, no, go pour yourself a cold one, and I'll meet you on the flip side.
飾ります。粋なあなた、バッサンボー。私も。